We've heard a lot about the privatization of space exploration. Now the race between two space entrepreneurs, Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, is really heating up. Their goal is not necessarily to land a spacecraft on the moon or some other orb. At least it isn't yet. Here with more, GeekWire co-founder and editor and regular guest Todd Bishop. Hello.
Hi, Marcy.
If they're not trying to land rockets on the moon, what are they trying to do?
They're trying to land rockets on a barge in the ocean, and that is really the big space race right now. SpaceX, which is, as you said, the space venture headed by Elon Musk of Tesla fame, last week attempted for the second time to land a Falcon 9 rocket on an autonomous drone ship in the middle of the Atlantic. And the reason this is so important is that commercial space is obviously extremely expensive, and one of the most expensive components is the booster rockets, the Falcon 9 in this case. And so they're trying to literally do a vertical landing in the middle of the ocean.
Well, you've got at GeekWire a posting of a video taken by a drone. He did manage, the rocket landed.
It landed, and then there was too much lateral momentum, as they said, and it literally exploded on top of the barge.
So the problem then is not taking off, it's coming back down.
Certainly in this case, that is the challenge. Space ventures over the years have perfected the idea of blasting off for orbit or the moon. And now the real challenge is recovering that initial booster rocket.
So what is the big hurdle?
It's simply physics at this point. And you've got this giant rocket full of fuel in many cases, or at least the remainder of the fuel that it's blasted off with. And so it's very volatile when it lands on the barge and prone to explosions. And so that is the big challenge.
Who's ahead right now?
So far, SpaceX, at least in practical implications of this. They've tried twice and come very close the second time. Now, in terms of the U.S. Patent Office, Blue Origin has actually secured a patent on the idea of landing a rocket in the ocean
now
on
that,
a barge.
That's Jeff Bezos' company.
That's right.
Based here in Kent.
That's right.
So a patent that SpaceX is disputing.
SpaceX is disputing this patent, and in fact, they won a very solid early victory. They have not invalidated the Blue Origin patent just yet, but it looks like they're on track to do that.
I'm talking with Todd Bishop. He's the editor of the online tech journal GeekWire, and one wouldn't think a geek would geek out about space exploration. But in fact, as I understand it, this arm of the technology industry could be the future for us.
Absolutely. If you look at the heritage of the Seattle area's economy, you've got Microsoft really fueling the software and technology industry. And of course, you've got Boeing going back to the earliest part of the 20th century, creating an aerospace industry here. And now in commercial space, we're seeing both of these areas come together to really define probably, I would say, the biggest opportunity for the economy locally long term.
Now, Boeing has still got its hand in this.
They do. And now their commercial space operations are not based here, but obviously they're heavily influenced by their commercial airplane division, which is still here for the most part.
Well, in fact, they have, even though they're not still here, they've run afoul of somebody else who's been involved in this, Paul Allen, formerly of Microsoft, who's long had an interest, if not a big player stake in this. And he's recently filed a copyright infringement suit against
He hasn't actually filed a suit, but so the backstory here is United Launch Alliance is the joint venture of Lockheed Martin and Boeing, and they recently announced plans to name their new rocket Vulcan. And of course, anybody who follows Paul Allen knows that's a name that's near and dear to his heart. In mm-hmm. fact, his company is named Vulcan Incorporated. And so Vulcan came out with this somewhat it was a very classic Seattle passive-aggressive comment that said, hey, we appreciate the compliment that you've named your rocket after something that's familiar to us, but in fact, we actually have trademark rights to this in space. But they aren't saying yet whether they plan to actually take action.
Now, has Paul Allen actively pursued space?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, Paul Allen has a venture called Stratolaunch Systems. They're currently building what's billed as the largest airplane ever created, taking two 747s and putting them together. And the idea is to go out up into
That's
the stratosphere.
Massive.
Right. As the name Stratolaunch implies, it's to go up into the stratosphere and launch rockets from there, which is another issue or another way of tackling this problem of rocket reusability. If you basically take the launch pad, you know, very, very high up in the air and shoot the capsule from there, you're getting rid of the first stage, essentially, so you don't have to recover it.
What are the economic implications for our region if this actually really takes off?
Oh, they're giant. If you look at the way that Microsoft and Amazon have fueled the technology economy, if you have, as we already have, SpaceX coming in and
right.
establishing a satellite venture in Redmond, as they're doing, literally they're building satellites to create a new internet network. Just the pure amount of hiring that kind of operation generates by itself, and in terms of the repeat effect of hiring other folks in the industry as a result, it could be massive.
We've just bandied about the names of either founders or current leaders of most of the biggest tech companies in this region. Anybody we missed who's involved?
No, there are obviously some really giant ventures here, and it's interesting that you've got all of the tech moguls that are interested. There's an asteroid mining company called Planetary Resources, also based on the east side. There are just tons of interesting companies doing these things.
Okay, well, you've made me interested in rockets, Todd.
I know it's no small feat.
It was not. Todd Bishop, co-founder and editor of the online tech journal GeekWire. You should check it out just to see this video of the rocket exploding on the barge with no people, by the way. Todd joins us every other Monday on The Record on KUOW. Thanks so much, Todd.
Thanks, Marcy.